I'll look for a car. $5. Apologize for the delay. This week's trash, I got stuck on a pasuk which had me to a completely different aloha, and we'll try to elaborate a little bit about it. After the 2 years of in the pit, so the next pasuk says, "Vayeshu lecha lochem." They sat down to eat a meal. Vayisu enem vayiru vayine erchas Yishmael and bar megillah. The gemalim nois and nachos tzri v'loy erchem lohevet mitzrayim. And there was a caravan of Yishmaelim, which that's what they decided to sell Yosef to, that caravan of Yishmaelim, Edomim, whoever they were sold to. And I was, it took my attention by the Torah stresses here, by Yeshu lecha lochem, and they sat down to eat bread. They sat down to eat bread. They didn't eat bread. We never heard of any of the meals. But the next time when we hear of the Shvatim eating a meal is Parshas Miketz. And they sat with Yosef. That's the next time they had a meal when all the 12 brothers were together. But here also, then not even all 12 brothers were together, because we know that Reuven had left them, went to Meshamish's father, and therefore, why is the Torah stressing about sitting down to eat bread? His nemesis, Sdor Alochem, there's a law in the Torah which says, Leisoichlu al Adam. The Gemara says, Leisoichlu al Adam, not to eat upon blood. That's the translation. You more dashes from it a lot of halachas. One of the halachas is, should paskin in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, just a second. Okay. The Rambam paskins that on the Tzavemus Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Bezdin, which decided that somebody is chayv misa, they have to give a punishment of killing a certain person because he was over a certain aveir, which is chayv misa. So then the halacha is that after eating, after killing the person, they're also lechel, they're also to eat. Till the end of the day, atki dekach v'yama paskins, that if such a story happens on Chol HaMoed, and Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to fast, what you have to do is that you push off the killing till close to Shkia, and therefore they're not fasting, they can eat till then, and afterwards they can skir, and then they can eat already on the next day. But the halacha is, you're not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to, when you, if you mechayev somebody, achiv misa, so after you've killed him, then you're not allowed to eat anything. So then, I thought that the poshim shat here is, because Reuven said, Vayim aleim Reuven al tishpichudom. And Shimon and Levi said, L'chuven argeim. Shimon and Levi paskin, L'chayv misa. If L'chayv misa, so then they should actively kill him. And Reuven said, al tishpichudom. Even though he was not choiling, that the chayv misa, Yosef did exist, he did have a chayv misa, we'll soon elaborate what the chayv misa was. He is chayv misa, but al tishpichu dam. The Ramban says, "Ein edoyme mishehorik biyodaim legerim." Means is, if you want to do it, even they say he's chayv, but don't do it biyodaim, and therefore, ashlicho isa aboiro. You throw him into the pit. He didn't kill him. If he didn't kill him, he's going to have to die by itself. He stays in the pit. He'll be die by default. But then you haven't done it. And therefore, they've changed the plan from Be'emes is all the Shvatim had Paskin by Yitzchak Misa. They decided they're not going to kill him by Yadayim, they're going to do it on Ali Dei Gromen. So then, it's understandable by Shlichoi Sa'aboiro, Aboi Reikein Bomoi, and they threw him into the pit, is Vayishvu Lech Alochem. Be'emes, if they would have killed him by Yadayim, they were not allowed to eat. But since they did not do a Misa by Yadayim, they only did it Ali Dei Gromen, so they didn't even kill him yet. As long as he's not killed, so that they don't have to, they can sit down and eat. Of them, of the Yitzchak Beis Nasi Nishtoken, Sinishtoken, Chiyuv from Loisoichel Al Adam. Achoyer, that would be posh pshat in the posh. In one sense, I think so. That would help us to shikl an insight. There's another way of learning it, and that is, there was in the Sfulna of an Alt, has a great length about it. The Sfulna learns that the Sibbe, the Shvatim held his Chayv Misa, because the held is a Roidev. Why is he called a Roidev? Because the Shvatim were under the impression that Yaakov Avinu is going to set up 12 Shvatim, and that those 12 Shvatim will build Klal Yisrael. And they were cheshish that when Yosef came with his dreams, Hamolach Timlech Aleinu, Moshel Timlech Banu, that he's going to become a king over them, he's the Av HaRavi, he's the fourth of the Avos. And the Emes is, if you look in the Gemara Sota it says that Yosef HaTzadik should have had 12 children to set up 12 Shvatim, as his father did, which there is such an indication that he did. Be'etzem Yosef HaTzadik should have had it, but because of the story of Asias Petifera, he lost 10 of them, and he only was left with 2. As it is stated in the Gemara in Seder. So we do see that Yosef was under the impression that he is the Av HaRavi. Now if he's the Av HaRavi, they understood, so then they will be pushed off from the Tachlis HaOlam, they will be pushed away and not be part of the Tachlis of this world. As much as Esav was pushed off and Yishmael was pushed off, as the Kuzri goes through in the Kuzri explains it, it's like the purification of somebody sieving through sand until he finds his diamond. And therefore, a lot of times you have to take off the dust, so the others had so-called psoilus sticking to themselves, and Esau was part of the psoilus, Yishmael was part of the psoilus, and therefore they held, they were choshesh, that Yosef HaTzadik holds that they, the other Shvatim, are all psoilus, and that is Vayyavi Yosef's Dibosom Ro'al Avim, which they looked at when Yosef HaTzadik came to his father and told him the Lashon Hara, they felt that this is a pre-planned action. He's trying to explain his father that his brothers are not the same as him, and he is the chosen son, and therefore he should be the Av HaRavi, he should be the fourth of the others, and the other Shvatim will be pushed away.
Why is that Rodif?
Oh, because they're losing the whole purpose of life. Because the purpose of life, and they knew the purpose of life, is to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo, to set up Klal Yisrael, and somebody who is trying to undermine, make sure that he takes it over, is a roidev. Now in a roidev, even though the halacha is a roidev, is allowed to be killed, and this is why they first thought Reuven and Geu, and it could be, that is why Reuven said, Al tish b'chudam, because the halacha is, when somebody is roidev achar chaveroi, if yochel ha'atzel echad me'evorov, if you can't save yourself, somebody wants to, Chas V'Shalom wants to kill you, and you can save, you're allowed to kill the Ritzel. You have no problem, you're allowed to kill the Ritzel. The same thing is, the Arayas, somebody wants to go over Nabir with a certain elbow, so then you have a right to kill him. The Gemara says, if you have a way of saving yourself, just with being matzal, the Echad Mevo'ol, or mostly if you could chop off his hand, or chop off his leg, so then he can't run after you anymore, so then you have no right to kill him. So this is what Reuven came. Reuven said, "Ashlichu Yisrael Boyro," because even though he's a roidev, And a loyder is chayv miso, but it's yochel ha'atzel v'echad me'erov. Chabanitza. You don't have to do biyodayim. And that's why Yehuda, when afterwards they decided to sell him, was the Yehuda was the same cheshbon. He said, we don't even have to kill him al-di gromer, we have a better etzer. Let's sell him, then he's not going to disturb us from our avodah, and therefore we will have the tziochel ha'atzel v'echad me'erov. His devil's can sign as on a loydiv does nishke psak bezdin. Where was the nishke psak bezdin from a loydiv? There is no din. The halacha with the bezdin is not allowed to eat. It's only something which is chayv misa with the edus, and with the chayv misa which the Torah is mechayv. But when you're coming, lahatzel is nafsha, and the reason you want to kill him is only because you want to save yourself your own thing. There's no halacha that lo seichel al adam. And therefore, v'yishu lech halachem, they had the full right to eat their meal. This lechayv, the two pshatim, as we well talking in the pshat in the pasuk, where the pasuk says, the pasuk stresses it, v'yishu lech halachem, that there was, because there was oisik cheshbon, they made the cheshbon only because the taka didn't kill him, so they're not chayv misu, so it's not nishtay misu, there's no din l'sechel al adam, or because a roidev doesn't have halacha, which this fully explains it in great length why they killed, where's the guy, so was a roidev. But this is a chol pamasuyo, so this is the halach that yochel hatzel achet meivov, and therefore they never killed him, and even a roidev itself, even if we would have killed him, there's no halacha that he's not allowed to eat till the evening. So once we spoke about L'Seichel Al Adam, there's another halach of L'Seichel Al Adam. That's it, L'Seichel Al Adam is halach which is negir daily. Shulchan Aruch says, in Tzimun Pei Tes, Siv Gimel, Asul Loili Yisasik B'Tzchachov, a person before Davin is not allowed to be busy with his business, or to start traveling, until he davened Shmenes of Shachas. Then the Moravah says, you don't need davened Tfilis Yitches, come in Yitzu with you. We say, Birchus HaShacha, before Baruch Shama, I did all the brachas before Baruch Shama, there's the Tumas Hadesh and his Meikul, and the Moravah says, V'tev Lach, then it says, V'loi Lechoy, V'loi Lishtois, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. What's this halacha? It's a Gemara, Brochus. Gemara Brochus says, Gemara brings two psukim. First of all, the Gemara brings the first din. Gemara brings taka the din from Lo Seichel Al Adam. You shouldn't be eating ad tevakshem al dimchem until you've looked after yourself and you've looked after asked the Rebbeinu Shleilom for kilu for your life, which the chora. The second chapter, the Gemara brings Oisi Shalachta Achagevi, that the Rebbeinu Shleilom has tainus, that you throw over your back, you sit down and eat before you look out, you have an appointment with the Rebbeinu Shleilom. This is the 12th.
Als Pesach Din, would he not know he gave a dove als Pesach Din?
Oh, so the answer is since there was nobody else to pass in the Shaila. Because the Rebbe Zoylon can't understand what does it mean to be Aman Evchel. And Yitzchak and Yaakov, they felt it was in a game, but also like Sin is passing, this was his favorite son. So there was the Machim, the Ein Dinim, and the Moshe says, if there is nobody else which can Yochel HaHomis, then you're allowed to take charge of it. And that's why Mr. Mada had the right as Noegi Bedova to pass it. If you say it's a roidev, it's much easier. Because a roidev is allowed to. That would be much easier. Yes, 100%. So the halacha is, al tzleisoichel al adom, a person is not allowed to eat and not allowed to drink before davening. And Emerson, the Lashon HaRambam is, not only really not allowed to eat and drink, you're not allowed to even be toyim. Even the pachas mikashir is the Lashon HaRambam, the Mishru brings it down on the spot. Also, Leila Adam, Shiita Klum. And the person is not allowed to eat anything, even Tima is not allowed before Davin. Shulchan Aruch Redi Fizois, Avon Nine Mutter Lishtas. Water is Mutter to drink. The question is why water is different. That's number one, which needs an explanation. The second halacha, which is the hemshech of this, the Shulchan Aruch in the next sif says, atzomei, somebody who's thirsty, v'aroif, somebody who's hungry, harehem bichlal ha'cholim, then they're considered as being ill. If yesh b'yicholus, the chavim daitoi, he's fallen. If he can be mechavim without eating and drinking, he should have. If lav, im rotza al yispalel, ad sheyechol v'yisht. Stor steht halacha, that somebody is hungry or thirsty, he has the right, he has to make a cheshb. If he can be mechavim, yicholus l'chavim daitoi, the man yicholus l'chavim daitoi means that he will be able to daven in the same way he would be davening when he wouldn't have been, when he would have been eating. If the eating is going to help towards davening, so then he has a right, not halacha that he has a right to eat, but the halacha is Ali spalad at sheikh l'isht. He's not allowed to daven without eating and drinking. We have it's the halacha, Moshlem. Tanesim, it's the halacha, as mokum choyli le'gozo. We've never heard that somebody's hungry or thirsty. It's not a heter. What's this heter of somebody that when he's hungry or thirsty that he has a right to eat? And what's the difference between this? When is Neges if Gibel, he's not allowed to eat and drink? And when is Neges if Dal? What?
Mechavim properly.
Oh, so the Pashto says in the Rambam, it's very interesting, but that's what I want to bring to the attention. The Rambam, it's in two separate prokim. This halach is in Perek Vav, which we learned. Also, like the Adam Shittim Klum, or Shiasan Halach, and Ach, Shalam, and the Shachat, she's called for the Shachas. Which this is the Rambam is telling you the halachas, that the person is not to be busy with something else besides davening before he has davened. The other halacha of somebody being hungry or thirsty is in Perek Hay. It's a Perek before, long before they gave the Issa of the din of when you're not allowed to eat. So the Rambam starts off Shmoyne Dvorim Tzoracham Ispala Lizor Ben Velasoysa. There's eight things which a person has to do in preparation, be able to daven properly. Ve'elei, Amida, he has to stand. Ve'noich HaMikdosh, he has to try and make himself the direction of his HaMikdosh. Tikkun HaGuf, he has to make sure that he is bent to the toilet and he doesn't have any need to release any of things. But Tikkun HaMalbush, the person has to straighten out his clothes. Ve'tikkun HaMokim, he makes sure that the place where he's davening is a place which won't disturb him. Vashvoi Sakol, and he has to make his voice the same. It means this when there's no union between a tzibur, which is davening a certain tone, it's not allowed to be, the person's not allowed to be screaming. And the fakert also, if the oil is davening in a certain tone, davening quieter is also not part of it. It has to be part of Ashvoi Sakol, Midachayim Digleicha. The second thing is, b'shan shmenes, you have to be quiet. V'achriya, and the person has to bow down, v'ashachavor. One is the kneeling, one is the... These are the eight halachas. So here he brings the halacha, amidi keitzad, how do you have to stand? Eim ispalalim elam umud. You're only allowed to daven when you can stand. So then the shayla is, yosh b'svina b'agola, in a ship, or in a car. So the question is, then he brings the halacha. A choyle which can't sit up, as a right, he doesn't have to stand up for davening. He can just turn himself sideways, and as long as he feels he can be mechavan, he can do it. Then the Rambam says, "V'chein atzomer v'arov harehem bichlal choylim miyesh bim yicholus lechavan as daiti ispalu." Vimlav al yispal ad sheyechol. Very interesting. A little deal in the Rambam. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, Vimlav, if you can't be mechavan, im rotzo al yispal ad sheyechol v'isht. If he wants to, he shouldn't have until he eats and drinks. And the Rambam doesn't say im rotzo. The Rambam says, Vimlav, if you can't, al yispal, he's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to daven. So isn't the daven, somebody who's hungry or thirsty, and it's nagging him in the Kavonas Aleif, he's tarnished davening, bis er essen drink. In the Basil context, it's a completely different halacha. It's not pshat, it's the chole, it's doicha. It's not pshat, it's that because you're a sick person, you have a tchir, you're allowed to drink. The holy sachile shtir is a chelik, because also lele adam, this asik, is not allowed to be with sasik, but tzrocho. Person is not allowed to be busy with his own needs before he davens. That's all if the needs are his personal needs. But if somebody has to sit and eat and drink, because otherwise he can't daven, nishnas and nishtok and issa. Faket, he's not in the oven, there's issa to daven. Because the sait is, and any drinking or eating which is made with a kavona to help you to daven better, it is faket, dos achelik from the achol of the tefillah. And that's the chayu the heter. Ich weiß, dass man sagt immer in Chabad, sagt man, es ist besser zu essen auf zu davenen, wie zu davenen auf zu essen. Translation of that is, it's better to eat, be able to daven properly, than to daven not properly, just to be able to eat. Which that's the chayu of the pshat. Then, it's a shtikl Rambam. This halach is a shtikl Rambam. The Rambam in chayu shtetor, it's a issa. And the Shulchan Aruch in the Tzim, he had a suffering about it. And he passed it only in Rotzo. Only if he wants. But if he will not, he stayed in the right, in Shulchan Aruch, you can push yourself. You have a right to push yourself. Could be the Pshat is, because today we don't know properly how to be Mechavim. But really, we don't know properly how to be Mechavim. The loss of not drinking or eating before davening is not such a loss that we can say you have a right not to daven. Asher Kein, the Rambam Galtam is a person can measure himself properly if he has kavana or not. So then the halach is fakir. So it's not two halachas. If a person sits down and eats because he has a pleasure in the food, so then you're doing it for tzrochov. You're doing it for your personal needs. So then it's also, this is leisechu al adam. You're not allowed to eat. That's why the het is tamayim also. In mayim, shtiris mayim, shteit na halacha, you don't make a bracha on drinking water, only if you're tummy, only if you're thirsty. Because ba'etzim, there's no anol, mayim has no taste. Normal mayim has no taste, and vivim has no taste. So then, there is no anol. The whole anol is to quick your thirst. You shouldn't be thirsty. Ubazoi, mayim never has the problem of person taking care of his tzrochov. It's ba'etzim only because he wants to have crap, because he can't manage it, it's disturbing him. Because otherwise he wouldn't be drinking. If somebody drinks a coffee, it's yes, a lot of it. Normally today, the oil is make a lot of coffee, even with sugar, because Lamai says we can't drink coffee. Normal people seem to don't drink coffee without sugar and milk. And it seems okay. That they don't do. And I can't stand it with coffee with no sugar, only coffee. Check, but that's a bit for the normal mention. Normal mention, if the normal mention can't drink a coffee without coffee and milk, but there's no suffering about it, the person's concentration and focus after he has a coffee is much better than it was prior to that. So then we'll see this a chelik from the achon of a kelp. So this knows, so this kinesa, so a mitzvah, there's an Indian of eating, there's an Indian of drinking a coffee before davening. I remember I was a bocher. I slept in a dira, in a bochum dira, in a Rechov Chazanovich. And Rechov Chazanovich, the house where we lived, was door to door with the Rumei Soloveitchik. Rumei Soloveitchik was the first door, we were both on the third floor. He lived on one door, and the next door was the bochum dira. So in the sukkahs were mamish next to each other. So he remembers, the bocher told me, he remembers that on the first day in Sukkot in Jerusalem, everybody gets up for nets. Down with nets, the Sheikh Lulav straight away, from the grace of half of Jerusalem is up. So, the Oyim Shlofnish. Kids says, he got up early, the nets is not so late as here. This year was quarter past 7. He could sleep well also, being great nets. But in Jerusalem, it's 6 o'clock. So he had to get up for quarter past 5, so he got up quarter past 5. And he hears from the other thing, he hears a man saying, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam asher kidshonu mitzvah yisrael 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 m ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם המציל לך מן הארץ. קיצר, הוא אומר, כן, הרלב זה חכוילה, he was a weak person. He fell, he couldn't down without eating before. So he sat down and he ate a proper meal. Stop. This is called about 5 in the morning. It's got what's the top because the gehalten fakel. The gehalten, as in the Rambam state, is all his fellow, the tarnish. You're not allowed to down. You're not allowed to sit down and down.
You can use that heads on the tarnish.
What?
You can't use that heads on the town.
No,
because
it's not. Because it's achil and sight. You have no second option. You haven't got a second option. I remember. Always on Yom Kippur, the hardest part of the whole day is the beginning of Shachris. You listen to your coffee. Until you get in. This is to make sure if a person looks at his personal needs over the Rebbeinu Shlomo's needs. But if he's eating and drinking, it's part of that. The tefillah fakel. The Rambam has been doing. You're not allowed to dab. The Shulchan Aruch is mashma nishta. The Shulchan Aruch says in rotzo. The Shulchan Aruch added this in rotzo. And the Magen Avraham of Nod says. That the service explained why you need rotzo, given the reading of the lavoch in mechavni kolka. Because today kavanas alev is not our priority. The davinenu, just about we manage the first pasuk of Krishna, the first brach of Shemoneh Esrei. That's enough for us before we fly off to Tokyo. So therefore, we have so in rotzo. But if somebody drinks and because he wants to take half kavanas alev, it is a chelik from the achon of the tefillah. Fakat it's nishor. Our motto is a mitzvah.